Oh, Kendra.
Oh, Ken.
Hi.
We're back.
I know. It's been so
honestly
long.
So happy to be back.
I missed you. Thank you.
It's been a lot of time.
It has been a while. Yeah. And for our listeners, it's been a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
And for us, too.
No. Yes. Actually, yeah. It's been a couple of weeks.
Anyway, sorry that we were gone. Sorry we didn't tell you. But also,
I'm not
you
sorry.
Get it.
I'll tell you right now. I'm not sorry.
You get it. Yeah. But we also want to like give you a little context to what we're doing.
Yeah.
Later.
Right.
So this is just going to be a regular episode where we just happen to talk about a horrible Christmas Netflix movie. But then we're going to celebrate the new year in 2 to 3 episodes.
We're not celebrating the new year. We're actually doing the opposite.
We're celebrating the past decade.
Past year and decade.
Oh, I thought we were doing decade.
Oh, no. Yeah.
We're closing out the 2019 by talking about...
Well, we're going to talk about our favorite of this year. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to roll up into the 2010s. What are we calling them? The 10s?
The 10s.
Wow. It's kind of boring.
Can't wait for the Great Depression coming up, right?
The shit show decade? Is that what we call it? Some good art, though.
Yeah, great work. Anyway, yeah, so that's kind of what we...
And for the year, we'll both talk about all sorts of things. I think for the decade, we're going to focus on... I'm going to focus on movies. Kendra's going to focus on TV. Okay. And we'll obviously have things to say about each other's lists.
The 100. we're also going to just talk about how all of the... I think we're going to synopsize all the fantastic things that Perry Gilpin has been in the past decade.
Yep. And also just like... how she is today.
Yeah.
You know, she's great.
I think she's in Miami for...
Oh, great for much.
What?
Kendra.
What? No, for the art show.
Perry, if you're listening, Kendra certainly does not have some sort of way of tracking you.
It's Instagram. I just...
No, I know. Her husband's work's great. I really love it.
I love that latest one. Beautiful.
Yep. It's really good.
Okay, speaking of Perry Gilpin.
We are.
4 degrees. Of Perry Gilpin.
Kendra, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great.
Yeah? Anything happen?
No.
Oh, that's perfect.
Didn't...
Wait, what?
No, it just did...
Good food?
Yeah, good food.
Good food, okay family? What was
it? No, great family.
Just kidding. Specifically,
good food.
All of them listen to this, so...
Yeah.
Shots fired from the Williams.
No, it was really nice. It was good. How about you? Well, you were in Paris?
Yeah, I went to France. And I actually missed it, because last year I made my way and I hung out with you and your family for a day and a night.
I know, and we recorded in our...
In your dad's...
In my, like...
Office?
Yeah.
Studio?
Next study? A former childhood bedroom.
And it was actually... I think it sounded better...
That was the best audio that we've ever
it's
had.
It's a tiny room with lots of books. That's what we need. It was really good. But I missed that. But I was in France, which I was visiting a friend and kind of traveling around. It was a lot of fun. I will say France sort of, I can be, despite my, I have sort of an outgoing nature. I'm pretty shy. I am.
You're not.
I am.
I can see. No, but that's what happens when you go someplace where you don't speak the same language. Suddenly you're like, well, oh, I guess I'm a shy guy
no,
now.
No, and but even like, here, no, there's an, I have a certain anxiety about meeting new people and being in certain situations,
like,
right? No, why don't you? You know me.
I know.
You should know me.
It's like if I was to tell you like, oh, I'm a really shy person, what would you tell me?
I would say, yeah, it's true.
Can we have a podcast? You can't be shy.
We're hiding behind this microphone, all right? People can't see us.
Yeah, okay.
But you're right. No, we've talked about this. This terrifies us. And why? Because we're actually private people.
Yeah, very private.
Right? Mm-hmm. Kind of. But no, I was just saying the thing about France and French, and you know, you brought up the point. It's a different language, right? But the thing with French is the way you're supposed to fit in is actually not being shy at all. Mm-hmm. Like there's actually a flourish to the language that you need to like really
like commit
go full
to.
Commit to. So when you say bonjour, people are like, you know, from here, you'd be like, bonjour. They're like, oh, come on in. Like everything's like that. So you really have to like, merci. Like you have to do
really
the sing-songy thing.
Whole time.
And if you don't, they're like, oh, a mumbling American.
Yeah.
And then they just shoo you out of the store with their broom.
Yeah, fair.
But lovely people. I had a great time.
That's great. I'm so glad.
Yeah, that was good.
So this is 2 Degrees of Perry Gilpin, the show where we talk about movies and TV that have a beginner's eye.
A beginner's eye, yeah.
Might be like, what does that have to do with
a stupid eye?
What does that have to do with Perry Gilpin?
An impatient.
And the joke's on that.
Adolescent eye.
It all has to do with Perry Gilpin.
Yes.
That's what this show's all about.
Well, we've talked about it before. Perry Gilpin is great. We want to be great.
Yep.
We hold her up as the highest.
Yep.
And we're just talking about things in life, and then we're saying, you know.
Here's how it connects.
How does it connect? Yeah.
And it's usually via a connection in TV.
We've explained it better before, but I think this works.
Yeah, I think that works. Yeah. I think that that nailed it. Okay, so what are you going to talk about? You've watched probably 42 movies since...
I've seen a lot. I have to catch up. See, this is I have to...
The Oscars...
We're not even there yet. We're just for year endless. Just for even decade endless. I need to at least have seen most of the movies that you're supposed to have seen. And I had a lot of them haven't come out until recently.
I hate to say it, because I'm doing the TV section, Ken. That is not the approach I've been taking. I've not been like, I need to watch everything.
That's totally hard for TV. And I'm less concerned with the decade as far as movies that are coming out right now. Like, really going to talk about the past. And then, but 2019, I kind of want to get a good view of it. So I've sort of put in the work. I've seen The Irishman. I saw Marriage Story. I watched The Souvenir yesterday, which is like a little less known, but people have been talking about it. This morning I went and saw It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Marielle Heller's movie, which I guess ostensibly is supposed to be about Mr. Rogers, but really it's about this guy who, it's a fictionalized account of an actual article that was written about him, where the guy met with him and sort of started to realize the importance of someone like Fred Rogers in the sort of American culture. The movie kind of takes that and makes this man a broken man, a very angry man, because his father abandoned him and his dying mother when he was younger, and kind of plops him into...
Is that the true story?
It's not. They kind of did that. And I think that's what makes the movie work, because...
Otherwise, it would just be like, yeah.
It's hard to do a movie about Mr. Rogers that isn't just a documentary. They did the documentary. It's great. He's actually just a great person.
And right.
Like, it's hard to find an arc in that, right?
Yeah.
Like, he obviously went through things and he's had his own arc. But what this movie does is fictionalized account of this writer, kind of plops him in. And the way they set it up almost as an episode of... what's the show? Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? Why does that escape
There's
me right
so
now?
So many other parts.
This show was very big for me when I was a kid. I don't really remember all that much about it, but the feeling it gives me is one of warmth, right?
Yeah.
And obviously,
I love the puppets.
The puppets, yeah, and they're involved in this movie, and there's some really weird and cool stuff that they do to kind of flesh this movie out and just give it sort of multi-layered. I thought it was very good. I thought the parts with Mr. Rogers and Tom Hanks worked better than the sort of driving plot with the man with the new baby and his wife sort of trying to mend himself, because you know, and they do a pretty good job of showing a guy that's obviously letting people down and obviously not doing what he needs to do in life, but then providing background to let you see exactly how he was affected and how much his father did sort of break him in a way. I would recommend it. It was very emotional, though.
Yeah.
I know you love that. So Box of Tissues. But it was a sweet movie. But it wasn't as sweet as I thought it was going to be. Honestly, it was very sweet, but it wasn't that innocent. And there was a part where, Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers says, thank you for saying that. And it's one of the best fuck yous I've ever seen on in a movie.
That's awesome.
Because this thing, the reporter's trying to goad him a little bit because he doesn't quite buy into what he's saying. And so he's asking about his personal life. And at one point, I think he says something that kind of clicks with Mr. Rogers. And he kind of looks at him and he's like, okay. And there's this sort of thing. And he's like, thank you for saying that. You're right. That was something that we had to work through as a family. Like, there's something like that. And there's moments like that. And there's these extreme close-ups. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I found it very affecting.
Yeah.
I think you should see it.
Okay.
homework.
Nothing I like more.
But just to run them down, Irishman, great. Marriage Story, one of my favorites of the year. I saw Knives Out twice now.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it in France.
I heard there's more vomiting than I might expect.
It's done in a very fun way, though.
But, like, will I appreciate that or will I be like, ugh?
I think the time when it's actually ugh is, like, the best timing for it.
Okay.
That's all I'll say. But that movie's great. And I saw it with French French subtitles. And it was magnifique, I would say. That might be one of my favorite movies of the year, too. It's really, wow, really well done.
And I should see it.
Everyone's just having a good time.
I think that's one that I will see. I think anything with...
Maybe if that one comes to the local theater, you'd...
Yeah, I'd watch that.
You'd amble on out of your apartment cave, and you'd throw your shawl over your shoulder and grab your Tindle bindle. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I could leave my home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just left her home and we got brunch.
Yeah, exactly. So, people have left this home. I left this home yesterday.
Wait,
I
went to people a museum. Have left this home? Why did you bring that up? Wait, who are you hiding?
Yeah.
How about you? Have you seen anything that you particularly enjoyed recently?
I saw something that I cannot say anything particularly positive about.
Yeah.
It really actually makes me think that, like... Okay, so it's like Netflix is doing these shit movies now. And like they're getting in on the game. But I think the issue is that like Hallmark and Lifetime, I would even say Lifetime has been doing it more recently. Like they've seen the benefits because they always used to do like a lot more. They still do a ton of like the true crime type things. But like I don't love those. But they work. But anyway, now they're like committed to these holiday movies. Netflix is committed to them, but has put zero sense of commitment into them.
First draft movies.
Oh my God. It's just like, it's so crazy because then you see like Marriage Story is on Netflix and you're like, I'm not sure I want you guys to bother doing the Christmas bullshit. Do you know what I mean? Like part of me is like, maybe just buy these from someone else. Like you're not doing... It's like I finish it and I'm like mad.
But it's so lucrative for them. And I know, guarantee people like it because it's just like it's easy to throw on and it's like.
Okay.
I mean, you tell me that. So what's the name of the movie?
Because this is A Night Before Christmas.
But the night is.
Is a K-N-I-G-H-T.
See, I'm already delighted.
Okay. So it's Vanessa Hudgens. First of all, when I first.
Wait, this is Hudgens?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
When I first started this movie because I'd heard that they were making a sequel to The Princess Switch. And it's going to have a third doppelganger.
Oh, no. Wait, this isn't that movie, though?
This is not that movie. But when I turned it on, I thought it might be.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Vanessa Hudgens, which doppelganger is this? And
question,
it was like...
Princess Switch was last year.
Yeah.
It was also a Netflix movie. Also not very good. But we kind of enjoyed it.
I thought that one is stronger than this one.
Okay.
And they all are too meta for my taste. Like they, like this one once again. Okay, wait. I should go.
I really want you to explain how meta this movie is.
No,
because, A Night Before Christmas.
Because guess what they go and do in the middle of it? He just watches Netflix for like hours, and that's like.
Oh, that's right. So you're talking about meta as far as
as like literally, I'm watching them watch.
Because in Princess Switch, they went through, they were like,
and
what
they
are we
do it
watch?
In another one, and it's just
it's so pathetic,
yeah. And that's the thing where you're like. You got Noah Baumbach to make fucking Marriage Story? Like, quit what you're doing.
Yeah.
I know it's like, this makes them the money, and that makes them clout. But...
Yeah, and honestly, it's great because they have the money to pay him, and he wouldn't get the money otherwise. His movies don't make money. Like, a lot of these people, like...
Yeah, I agree. I'm all for, you know, you have your garbage to pay for your good stuff.
Right.
As someone who does that professionally.
You do get into the question, though, because someone brought this up with The Irishman and Marriage Story, too. If it just had a theatrical release, how well would it do? It actually might do okay.
That's what I felt.
If people
about...
knew they would have to wait 6 months to see it, they might go see it. You just don't know. So it's a little tough.
No, I find it a little frustrating.
I saw them both in the theater, of course, because I am a cineast.
He's a sinister man.
Yeah.
He is a monster.
Just
want to know who else is a monster.
Oh, the knight?
No, it's just so stupid. Okay, so he's like, he's in 300.
Wait.
The year 300.
300?
No, I think it's 1300.
Probably. I don't know if there are knights in 300. Okay. I don't know.
It's the year 1300.
The year 1300. I was just going to say, I think it'd be funny if an actual like person that was like big up in history or a historian would like hate listening to this, because I think at least once an episode we're like, we think like, right?
No, but if a historian was going to hate anything, like, want to know what they would hate the most?
Like, she's like, you're 1,000 years off. Like,
no, I think if anyone was going to hate this,
yeah,
the historian would hate, because I even hated watching this movie and being like, that doesn't even fucking make any sense. So he's from 1300s. He's a knight.
By the way, when I was in France, I was looking at a lot of chateaus,
castles. Probably built around 1300.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seems like a popular time to buy.
And then we saw one that was built around 1,000.
Pretty rudimentary.
I know. So basic. They really did a lot of work in those 300 years. Anyway, go ahead.
It's nice to know that, like, wow. So then we found out about glass, and that really opened a lot of windows.
They found a better way of marginalizing their labor to get a better product. This is the key thing.
So, he is a knight, and it's about to be... He's already been knighted. The backstory is pretty much negligible. So, he goes, and it's like the next... Around Christmas is his brother's, like, knighting ceremony.
Oh, his brother's, okay.
Because he has a brother. Because he's already a knight. Like, this is no biggie. And, but he's... It's like a snowstorm, and he's going through the woods, and he runs into this... Oh, they're playing a game where it's like, go get the...
Yeah, that's what they had back then.
Get a rabbit.
Yeah, like, so we don't starve.
No, but whatever. So he runs into an old witch. By the way, just a woman with like beautiful silver, like just like wig on. Like it was just like the most... Something where you're like, that's not even close to what an older woman would look like in the 1300s. You know what I mean? Like, there was, like, she was wearing purple. It's like, purple is so expensive in 1300s. Anyway, she's like, oh, I have a quest for you. And he's like, oh, I'm looking for my big knight's quest. That's great. And she's like, and gives him this blue medallion. And then he's suddenly transported to Ohio in modern day. Mm. And Vanessa Hudgens is a school teacher there.
Okay.
And he...
She was a baker in the last one, right? She went for that
competition. Yeah, she was a baker and never went back to like check on her thing during the holiday season, most busiest time of year. But she was like, I gotta go to Genovia.
Genovia, that's right.
I don't even know if that was the true name. I think they all have fake names.
Sure.
But this guy didn't have a fake name. He was from England.
He's okay.
His location was England in the 1300s. And so he ends up transported there. He's at like a Christmas fair, which is convenient because
he looks the part.
But does he? Because I was thinking about that and I was like...
It's not the same as a medieval fair. But you know what? Like, I feel like...
I'm sure so. Everyone would be like, oh, nice.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Anyway, Vanessa Hudgens runs into him because she's with her niece, of course, and bringing whatever. It's just like hanging out at this fair. Runs into him and then whatever. They say goodbye. Then he's like walking through the snow and she like hits him with her car. And she's like... Oh my God, this guy must be like...
What was his reaction to cars, by the way?
He just kept calling them like, your big metal horse. It was just so stupid. It was so stupid.
My question to you is this. Why are we writing these movies? Why not?
No, because they already have three toddlers doing it and they're doing a bang up job for what they need.
We could do so much better. And by that I mean slightly better.
But I don't think they want better. I think they want worse and cheaper.
Or cheap, we'll do it for free.
It's true.
The first one.
And then
that second movie, watch out. I want millions. Millions!
Yeah, they, so then she hits him with the car.
Yeah.
He calls it, you're like metal horse. And it's nothing like a horse. Do you know what I mean? Like, technically, it's nothing like a horse. You would just be like, what the... Like,
you'd have no concept, you'd be no like, way to contextualize what this is. Yeah, right. Like, you'd call it a carriage more than anything, right?
Like, right, like some maybe sort of just wagon? Like your robot carriage.
Robot, yeah.
I mean, ooh. You don't know robots.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's going to be fun. You should watch Terminator.
Yeah. This is what we're dealing with right now.
Welcome to Robot City. Anyway, so she hits him with the car. The cop comes and he's like, this guy's crazy. Like, he must have really bonked his head. And then they bring him to like the hospital. No one took away his sword. He still has his sword and is like being weird in the hospital. And she's like, well, he doesn't have a... He's like, oh, I'll just go sleep on a log out in the forest. Yeah. I'll find a nice tree to sleep under.
That's all you need.
And she's like, oh my God, you can come sleep in my guest house. She has a guest house. All
right. So at least it's outside the house?
Yeah, it is outside the house. Except for it makes zero sense not to be like really... So her parents died. Mm-hmm. And she ended up with this giant house. Her sister lives down the street. She has like a huge family.
Yeah.
And she's in like another big house. But it does make you wonder, like, why wouldn't that be the opposite? You know what I mean? That you would give...
Yeah.
That like the family with like a lot of kids would end up with...
Well,
the...
did they die before she had the family?
Who knows? I don't know, actually. Well, I guess that might be it. We're not really into the details. Yeah. Point is, it's a really big house. She has him in the guest house. It has the worst... It's the ugliest little guest house, and it's clearly just like they put like wallpaper to make it look like it was stone.
Oh my God.
It's a personal affront to me, yep. But technically it doesn't matter.
Did it make him feel like more at home though?
I don't know. We all felt pretty uncomfortable.
Was he like stone comfortable?
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, doesn't feel at all like stone. Is this a horse? And anyway, then he ends up watching we watch him watch TV for like...
Is this Netflix?
A good 5 minutes. Yeah. Except for he's changing a channel. And you're like, you couldn't even get it, whatever. And then he's like mad at Alexa. She's like, tells him like, if you need anything, talk to Alexa. It's like, you're the worst with dealing with someone who's going through a brain injury. The last thing that you say is like, by the way, just talk to this like magic
voice.
Does
she know that he's from... So does she know that...
She's like, she doesn't think... She thinks he just got a head injury.
Right, right.
And then so, it's like, by the way, as a lawyer, which I am not, I wouldn't recommend you invite the person who you hit with a car into your home.
Bring them to a hospital.
Right. And then after that, it's like the hospital would probably keep him if he was seemed as like...
Yeah, right. There would be... Yeah. Then he's off your hands. End of the movie.
Right. Boom. Done. Anyway,
of course, he's cute though, right?
Yeah. But that's what everyone keeps saying enough that it tries to make you believe it. Do you know what I mean? Right. It's like, but like, I'm too busy hating him for being such a moron to be like even remotely happy with him as a human.
Just give him 10 to 15 years to catch up, Kendra.
No, he watches TV and then he's like, I think I've got it. He's like got a handle on everything.
Sounds brilliant to me.
No, but he doesn't have a handle on anything. And he like, later he asked to drive her car and she's like, sure. Wait. Like, are you feeling better? And it's like, no, you don't let anyone drive your car. She has a nice Subaru. It's like, get him away from that. Like, what are you talking about? So, have you ever seen him do anything smart? No. He can bake bread. He's like, oh, my squire's was a bread. And so then they bake a bunch of bread. And then it's like there's a lucky bean in one of the loaves. And she eats that later.
That sounds nice. So he can bake bread.
Yeah. I guess if all you were looking for was a guy who could bake bread, it would be great. Honestly, for the town, it's quite a big
I've told
get.
You before, all I'm looking for is a guy that can break bread. Break bread?
Break,
break bread?
There's a lot of people who can break bread.
Yeah, that's true. That's all. You know what, guys? If you're out there, you want to break bread? I'm here. No, what's the conflict though? Like, is there a danger? Did the witch also send back like another knight that
wants to
defeat him?
No, there's literally no danger.
It's just like,
There's a big holiday festival that she's helping put on. She doesn't do any work for it ever. She shows up at the last thing in a dress, and you're like, has she been doing anything with this? They give a present to this like family who like it's a single dad, and like his daughter didn't have gloves, so like. Her niece like gives the daughter her gloves and then they're like they all talk about like turns out they're poor and then they like give a huge amount of like Christmas gifts to them and there was an element of just like he was like thank you so much but I was thinking about how like pissed I would be that like
it was handled like that.
Yeah, it was just handled in a way where you'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, how do you know anything about my life? Do you know what I mean? It was just like, and they were, this town looked like the richest town you've ever seen in your life. And it was just like, it was just frustrating.
So in the end, she like...
Oh, then he goes back because he has to go back for his brother's knighting ceremony.
How does he go back? Because does he know how to go back?
Technically, oh, because the thing was to like fulfill something. I don't know, like find your quest.
Was it watch Netflix? Were they that honest with it? Like you must go to the future and watch Netflix, and then you'll be a real knight.
That's what it felt like. It was to like find like love.
It's a quest for fire. No, quest for Netflix.
And the Amazon Fire.
So, but he goes back. But then he goes back. Does he find the witch? And he's like, I must go back.
Yeah, and then he asks to go back again. But he never even goes to his dad. I mean, his brother's ceremony. He just is like, he sees him outside, and he's like, where have you been? And he's like, oh, I was on this quest from this like cool old crone. Like he calls everyone a crone, and it's like not.
It's seemingly there's some sexism there.
Yeah, and but like, you know, back then, was there any? No, whatever. And then he begs her to... Then he tells his brother, and his brother's like, oh, you must go back. And I'm like, we never got to go see that knighting ceremony. Like, it's
you love a ceremony.
I would have loved to see. Want to know what I would have loved to see?
They didn't have the budget for the ceremony.
They didn't have the budget to go inside one of those buildings at all. Like, literally, the entire time. Legitimately. No. I think that they were like, cool. It's the 1300s. We can get a vague castle in the background, but like nothing closer and some forest work. But like, that's it. Yeah, anyway, so then he comes back, and then she's like, what are you going to do here? And he's like, I'll find something. And it's like...
Well, you can find something, I'm sure.
He's a baker. I mean, honestly, what I was saying is that small town just, like, won out. Because now that it looks like the breads were great.
And if they ever get invaded?
Man. Set. God, but he wanted to be a cop. And it was like, he couldn't fucking... Because he, like, he saved a lot of, like, mini days. Like, helped the woman whose purse was getting snatched and, like, did some stupid shit. Oh, also he keeps talking about like back in my day, and it's like, or like back when I whatever, but it was all stuff that just like is not true. Like he was just like, we used to put like oranges on our train. It's like, it's the 1300s. Like that's invented in the Victorian times.
Oranges weren't even invented. Yeah.
No, but it's like, you're not getting oranges where you live.
Honestly,
like,
they didn't have oranges. Yeah, there was no trade like that far.
They were like, oh yeah, what did we get? We got like bones from Scotland.
In France, they did have oranges. Like they were connected with Italy, which is where a lot of the oranges come from.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you're in the 1300s, and you're in England, you're like...
No, you're looking at potatoes or... and rhubarb? What do we got?
In Germany, I'm pretty sure it was like in Victorian times when they started putting like... When they started putting like oranges on trees and stuff.
Oh. Okay.
For Christmas.
Oh.
Like people weren't as into... Like they were just like, ooh, what a festive season. But... Took time.
I feel like that's not something to get too angry about, though.
No, I know, but he was so stupid. I hated him so much. He just kept doing things that were just like putting everyone.
It's hard to be from the 1300s too, because
you couldn't he wouldn't be speaking in a way that a human would understand.
Yeah. And
now
there's almost nothing that he experienced that is actually helpful right now. Like, you know, sometimes some parts of the past, you know, with all the problems of the past, there are certain parts of it where you're like, oh, they have some good perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
1300s, zero. Absolutely zero. I'm sorry
minimal
to say.
Modern day helpful stuff,
zero. I'm saying zero right now. Come at me, 1300 heads.
I mean, he could make a bread, but like even then I think he'd be like, where am I getting this yeast?
We bake better bread today.
No, I think we bake faster bread. No, you're right.
I'm not saying in general. I'm just saying if you go to like an actual good bakery.
I know, a good
bakery. They're baking
so
circles
good.
Around this hot night.
You're right. And circular breads.
Yeah. He doesn't know what he's doing. This scumbag.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of him.
I didn't. Did not like it.
Are there any other Christmas movies on the slate? What
do
we got?
The Royal Princess. She's now pregnant. I don't even know. There was the one with the girl from iZombie. It's actually a trequel.
Oh.
It's the third.
Yeah. Trequel. I don't know if that's right, Kendra.
I don't think it is.
I think if someone were listening to this, we'd be like, they didn't even get their facts right.
The part that's hard is like, I really like Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
The hardest part of the whole thing is like, I love Vanessa Hudgens.
I think she's talented.
I think so too. And also she's just like sweet and charming and we all like her, I think.
Yeah. And she's in this garbage.
She's in garbage.
Mm. It's too bad.
Yeah. So if you're a knight before Christmas, oh, and then want to know what happens at the end? It goes back to his brother at the very end. The credits are rolling, and the brother's like, the old crone with like the really cool purple in her hair is like, oh, like he like everyone's leaving something and he helps her do something, and she's like, I have a quest for you, and pulls out a medallion. So really prepped us prepped us for a sequel.
Wonder where she's gonna send him.
Oh, but want to know what? I watched a really great Christmas movie.
Oh, okay.
With my mom.
What'd you watch?
I know it makes it be like, but it was on Lifetime and it just made me think, you know?
Oh, you're looking it up?
Mm-hmm.
While you're doing that, let me just say, I watched Home for the Holidays, my favorite Thanksgiving movie, on Thanksgiving while I was in Paris.
I love that movie. And also, I saw someone wearing a coat today that reminded me of that
her
movie.
Mom's coat that she has to wear?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh. That movie's great. I did turn it off before the end, the part that really got to you, where he shows the home movie from
the
airport.
You were right to do that.
And I was like, I'm alone in a Paris hotel room. I don't really need to
go down
that.
Right, you don't need to like weep for...
dark, emotional hallway.
Unknown amount of time.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's good, though. That was actually my entire trip, me just weeping for an unknown amount of time. While eating great cheese and bread.
That sounds great. Sorry, I need to figure out who these people are. But they felt like real actors. I was kind of surprised, but like suddenly I was like, is Lifetime like better at this than Hallmark?
Oh, really?
Because they're getting like higher, like people who you actually know as actors. It's like Tien Tamara Mowry and like their own separate
ones.
We
don't care about that.
Yeah, but...
we're Hallmark people, Kendra. What's happening here?
Okay, what's the... it's One Tree Hill. Is that TV show?
Yep.
Lifetime. Christmas. Okay.
Sophia Bush was just on...
people. I
Keep
know.
It. Yep.
It's called Tis This... no, it's... yep.
Tis the Season?
Oh, wait.
Nope.
I don't know who any of these people are. I never watched One Tree Hill. Did you?
No. I'm not a huge Chad Michael Murray person.
Neither am I. Mostly because I know him from Gilmore Girls, and he's a real...
He's a
real douche, which I appreciate for him. He
comes around a little bit, though, right? Don't they kind of...
well, it's just that it's like his dad beats him, and then you're like, aw. Like, you're like, oh, don't we hate that? And it's like, yeah, absolutely. We can hate that. And also... sorry. It's Hilary Burton's the star of it. It's really good. It's called A Christmas Wish. No wonder I couldn't find it. What
a Christmas Wish.
Yeah, but it's really, it's like one of the sweeter ones. They're in like, I think like Louisiana, and she's like an art school teacher. It was just like they're real actors, and I was like, wow, this is pretty good. And it was well written.
And that was from...
oh, and the whole plot line was really funny because she like, her and her sister always used to make wishes at the thing, and her sister makes a wish for her to like find her, like, whatever, be like kissed by a dude. But then it ends up like totally backfiring because there's just like 50,000 romantic interests suddenly just like coming up for her.
I like when, yeah. And it's like the genie sort of.
Yeah. And it's like, then it's just like really chaotic. She's like, she's like lost her job because the art program's being cut. And so she's just trying to focus on like getting this woman who's at the council to like agree to like talk about it and go through some of the funding steps, and like all these dudes just keep dumping coffee on her by accident, and like all like she's getting like nothing but meet cutes, and she's like, I like need to live my life. And then her best friend like admits that he has feelings for her, and she's like, no, it's part of the spell, like it's not part of this, but he really does. Yeah. And it was really sweet.
He's like, let me spell it out for you. It's not
it's not part of a spell. Anyway, it was a really cute movie, and I was like, wow, Netflix should pay people for something.
Yeah. So.
Want to know our connection to Perry Gilpin?
Yeah, what do we got?
Oh, no. Okay.
We have our connection.
Go
Christine Lottie.
Who was in?
She was in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. She played the boss of the main dude.
Love that.
She basically told him, you need to write about Mr. Rogers. And he was like an investigative journalist. So he would basically go and like sort of like find dirt on people and like bring them down in an honest way. Like these are bad people. And then she asked him to write about Mr. Rogers for a hero.
He was like, that's not what I do.
Heroes thing. Yeah. And he's like, I don't even want to be him. And she's like, I don't care. Do your job. Yeah. Anyway, Christine Lottie is great. She's been around for a long time. She's awesome. She was on Frasier. She was a celebrity caller on an episode called Author.
Love that.
So that's a connection to Perry Gilpin right there.
That is clean. Great job, Ken.
Thank you very much. And as a reminder, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood was a great movie.
Yeah. I believe you. I'm not going to see it.
Did you see Can You Ever Forgive Me, her last movie? The director? With,
No, I didn't.
What's her name? Melissa McCarthy.
I did not see it. My mom did. She told me I should.
It's great. Did she like it?
Yes, she did.
Great movie. She's a really great director. That was last year. This is this year. Wow. Back to back.
That's amazing.
Just saying.
No, you're right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks everybody for listening.
Thank you so much.
Be sure to give Ken's great Instagram post a like. Really excited to see what he rustles up. If you have any questions, we still can't find our phone number. So if you actually know our number, maybe you could call us.
Could you call us and tell us what the number is?
Tell us what the number is, because we can access it. We just forget what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good to be back.
Yeah.
We'll never leave you again.
Never, ever.
Love you.
Bye.